So I guess this is just Steve and Matt riffing tonight.
The Riff Show. It's the Riff Cast.
Well, you know, Sean is sick. He will be back next week, and we'll continue on in his stead for now. But I guess we will use this time to talk about all the media stuff that we've been watching, we've been up to in the past week. What has been on your list, Steve? What's your number one this week?
Oh, man. I am on Yellowstone. Where I'm like season two of Yellowstone. It's
been what brought you to the show?
I was watching another Tyler Sheridan show called Landman. Mm-hmm. Apparently this guy is not really a cowboy in real life, but he likes to, I guess, cosplay as one. And all he writes are like these shows. Although he did write a show called with Sylvester Stallone called, I'm trying to think of the name. I can't. But it's just so random. And like, I started watching this podcast, and apparently, like, this guy just like cosplays as like all his shows he writes. He's like a millionaire. Never really heard of him before all these shows, and he just writes like fan fiction of cowboys almost exclusively. But Yellowstone's his biggest show. Obviously, that's Kevin Costner, and like. Okay. Even if the writing can kind of be wobbly at times, the way the actors can carry their range of the show is second to none.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a really good show.
So it doesn't need the writing is what you're saying.
For some parts of it. For the most part, everything I've seen up to season two, it's been written really well. I do enjoy it. Some of the characters are weird. They're written weird. They're not bad characters. They're just written weird. The people who act for them carry the show very well. Versus like in Landman, it's just straight up oil propaganda, but it's like the characters carry the show and the writing is just like there's a story in the background, but the characters are the ones that carry the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good show. I really love it. It's just so quotable. It's like the Napoleon Dynamite of like the last 2 years.
I'll take it. Listen, you know, there's less quotable stuff nowadays. The writing seems to be not as important in shows lately, which is really weird.
It is really weird. There's some good shows. There's some good things coming. Did you see that scary movie promo?
Yes. Yeah, I have to say, man, Scary Movie has a very torrid history. Let's say it's up and down.
There's spinoffs or something else for that show, for the movie.
Listen, the first two are funny as hell. Like, I mean, I'm looking at them with rose tinted glasses. But I remember back in the day loving those two movies. And someone who loves Scream so very much. I really enjoyed them, and I think after two they definitely went downhill. And you know, like it's really hard to do parody movies nowadays. I think we haven't really had comedies in cinema in a long time. I think, you know, we had Naked Gun, which was an anomaly out of nowhere, but then it's weird. Like comedy is kind of like it doesn't seem okay to joke in Hollywood anymore.
It doesn't. It's just a weird time now. It's like,
I don't know.
Comedies, you know, like I can only name like two shows that I think have like taken off in the comedy sphere that I like, which is that one I told you about with the guy Rooster from Top Gun, who's in it.
Yeah.
And then I got recommended Your Friends and Neighbors. Have you watched that? I think that's a comedy.
Okay, too. No. What is this one about?
So let me tell you, because I haven't started yet. John Hamm's in it.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, yeah. We might actually watch that next week. I think that was Sean's pick.
Yeah. It looks really good. So Amy watched an episode and said recommended it. So yeah. That's on the to watch. To do.
Sick.
To do.
I think John Hamm is like a stealth, really good comedic actor.
100%.
Like, 100%. He does play that pretty boy drama, and you know, he's obviously and should be best known for Don Draper, because that role is like incredible. Like he played the shit out of it. He deserves all the praise he gets for it. But again, comedy that man can do super well. Like everything I've seen him, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. What other comedy things has he done recently? Like even in 30 Rock when he has like that, like small arc, he's always funny. So I am glad to see him. I have to watch this, but like, I'm glad to see him in like a comedy focused role.
So your thoughts on, it was the show I was thinking of with, that is Tulsa King.
Okay. All right. I have not. So what is this about? Tell me.
Let me tell you the.
Yeah. Give me a synopsis. I'm pulling up Rotten Tomatoes for TV anyway. While we're doing it.
Yeah. Me. I love it. Just looking at my name here. How do you describe this? It's basically like a New York mobster who like it's who went to prison this time. It was Sylvester Stallone, and basically okay. It's part comedy, part drama, like a little bit of Sopranos in there.
I'm down for it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really interesting because it's like he got out of prison and like really doesn't know anything of what's going on, and inadvertently bangs like a ATF agent who's now chasing him.
That's hilarious.
So it's got all the makings for it, but I've only gotten like one episode in.
All right, fair. I'm looking at like top TV right now on Rotten Tomatoes. And have you heard of the show Beef? It's on Netflix now.
I've heard of it. I've never watched any episodes.
Yeah, I like Oscar Isaac. Oh, Ali, you have opinions. Why?
No vibe. Wasn't good a vibe.
Okay. No, you might be because it's season like it's April 2023 was when the season one. Now season two is like out and people are like, was it a comedy? Because it's considered a comedy. Yeah. Fair. I think, like you said, it's really hard to do when everybody in the show is horrible. I mean, I still don't understand how Always Sunny pulls it off. Like, can you name any other show, like, Steve, where every single character is deplorable? Like, just a horrible human being, yet you still love them?
Oh, technically 9-1-1.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Maybe
but I think everyone's just let's take it this way. I don't think that show exists in real life. It's a caricature already.
9-1-1 is such a bubble of it's like a parody of real life that I enjoy so much.
Listen, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. It's absolutely
it's a show that went to space. It's like, what if we took what every single Fast and Furious does, but make it 10 times worse with a quarter of the budget.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah, we went from we went from like a normal, you know, like ambulance medical show to fire tornadoes to space.
They had bioterrorism, space, tornadoes.
Really? I didn't know about the bioterrorism. What was that about?
Shark, sorry. Bioterrorism. It was, somebody must have watched, Speed 2 and said, God. What if I did that but with biological terrorism?
That's hilarious.
And basically the premise of that entire episode was that there was like someone trying to sell this biological weapon that they made, and she was like a disgruntled employee and unleashed it on her coworkers, and then the fire department tried to go in there to rescue them. And it was basically the show had to write off one of the characters. So his death was that basically to save everybody, he had to stay behind and like make sure that like, because he was infected, he couldn't leave.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. We have to watch 9-1-1 on the show one day.
The space episode. How do you pick one episode? Such a parody of It's like, they're like, let's pick Elon Musk, but not him.
That's right. Fantastic. Holy crap, they're remaking Lord of the Flies again.
Is it the BBC one?
Well, it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's originally
BBC. That's the BBC one. Yeah, it's the BBC one.
Okay. A TV show. Like, we also, everyone had to read that book. Why? Who would want to watch the TV show? Like, I don't think anything we were forced to read as children will ever be good. I don't give a shit. We say a lot of horrible shit on this podcast. Like, but I don't know.
They redid it as a girls volleyball team that got stranded.
Wait, what?
Yeah, is that a separate show? It's a separate show. I forget the name. It's like Bumblebees or Jackets or something like that.
That's amazing.
I'm trying to think. I can't. But they're like, let's just do this. It had like 6 or 7 seasons, I think.
Really? How do they keep that going for so long?
I don't know. I didn't watch any of it.
Well, I mean, if you think about Lord of the Flies, it really is like, it's about the male, like, just devolving. Like, it has nothing to do with women, and that's not an offense. It's just... I don't know. That's a really good point. And I don't think, I mean, you can weigh in. I don't know if Steve and I can give our opinion. I can give my opinion, but I don't know if we're equipped to weigh in on that. I don't think I think it would have been different. I don't know if it would have been better. It was.
There we go. It's called the Jackets, I think. Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
What did MDib give it? Let me see. A wildly talented girls' high school soccer team becomes unlucky survivors of a plane crash deep in the Canadian wilderness. So they said,
oh, it's the Canadian wilderness instead of an island. Let's make it
Canadian. The plane crashed because the poteen got spilled on the pilots. And
Sophie Thatcher and Ella Purnell.
Yeah.
And Christina Ricci was in this? So the chick from Fallout and the chick from Addams Family is now... That's really interesting in this. Okay. Holy shit, she's so young. I should not have seen the year Ella Purnell was born. It really just put things into perspective of how old I am.
Top questions. Still a lot of questions. And from survival thriller to something else, that's not what I signed up for. Season 1 was good. Season 2 fell off. So, I don't know.
Damn. Could be a mixed bag. Is a fourth season coming.
Sure.
Why not? In Showtime in 2026. How, like, that's insane. Yeah. All right, I want to kind of look at what happens in this. If there's like a plot summary.
Yeah, and then you watch that. You can watch Sucker Punch after that. And then go.
Dude, let's not. Someone needs to take Zack Snyder's ability to direct movies away. I think he's one of the best and most talented cinematographers in cinema, but the man cannot redirect to save his life.
I understand.
I
have a question for you.
Lay it on me.
What exactly is Hugh Jackman trying to do right now? Like, he has a movie coming out. Would you like to guess what it's about?
Is it a musical?
It's a sheep detective movie.
It's a what?
It's a sheep detective movie.
Okay, tell me about that. I need to go. What's this
called?
You know
who wrote it, though? The guy behind Chernobyl and The Last of Us, Craig Mack.
Great. Really?
He was writing this, yeah. It's an animal adventure with a
who. Yeah, it's let's take a look at this. Okay, The Sheep Detectives, a new breed of mystery. Where is this? It's on Amazon. Oh, no, it's a movie.
It's a movie. It's coming out this week.
Holy crap. Yeah, it comes out May 8th.
Yeah, Friday.
George Hardy is a shepherd who loves to read murder mysteries to his sheep. never suspecting they can understand him. When George is found dead under mysterious circumstances, the sheep decide to solve the crime themselves, even if it leaves leaving their meadow for the first time and facing the fact that human world isn't as simple as it appears in books.
That's right.
That's bizarre as all fuck. So they get Hugh Jackman to carry this movie, and they kill him off in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who stars and who plays the sheep?
It's actually a star-studded cast, I think. Let me see.
Holy shit. You get Bella Ramsey, Bryan Cranston, Brett Goldstein, Emma Thompson,
Patrick Stewart,
Rhys Darby,
Chris O'Dowd,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yep, Bella Ramsey.
Jesus, I have to see this movie. I don't think it's going to be good, but I got to see this movie.
Nicholas Braun.
Good Lord. That is so weird.
It's just there's a random Bryan Cranston's in it too.
Yeah.
So random.
It was shot in the fields of the United Kingdom.
As it should be.
Yep.
God save the Queen. God save the King. This week,
96% on Rotten Tomatoes with 45 reviews.
It's not out yet.
Apparently, I'm talking about critics.
Oh, okay.
Not. We don't have a popcorn meter yet.
Well, let me tell you, the real star of the show is coming out this week.
What do we got?
Mortal Kombat 2 comes out.
Holy shit! I forgot about that.
I think
I don't know if it was a good sign they didn't do any sort of like. And James Wan's not involved in this one, is he?
Did James Wan do the first remake?
James Wan directed and wrote the first remake. Yeah.
Okay, and that didn't do too well, right? That was like a...
I don't think it did well, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I just think I don't know if the expectation is that's going to be a write-off or not.
Okay.
I think that might be one of those, like, they're not betting big on it, which is why you don't see a ton of marketing for it. I have seen like a few ads for it and a few other movies, but they haven't been going as hard at it as I'm like Disney churning up the Star Wars for Grogu and the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Did you see that they put a spot out for in that in WrestleMania?
Did they really? That must have paid a lot of money for that.
They bet a lot of marketing money on
Grogu. What was Grogu's role in WrestleMania?
Do I have to tell you? He had a spot in like a Jake Paul segment because they thought it would place well because that's the people who watch him are younger. I did not watch WrestleMania. I just saw a podcast about it. So I'll maybe upfront readers.
Okay. No. That's totally fair. It's blowing my mind.
Gentle listeners. Also, strangely, this month is really weird because Spider-Noir also comes out this month.
You know what? I'm mildly intrigued. They got Nicolas Cage back.
No, I am so intrigued to see Backrooms.
Oh yeah, that's a movie. They actually made a movie of Backrooms.
Comes out
right
at the end of the month. And it's the
How
same
did they
guy,
turn it into a movie
it's
the though?
Same
isn't
guy
it just
made,
wandering?
The shorts. Same guy who made the shorts is directing it. It's A24.
Oh, okay.
So you know it's the A24 formula.
Yeah, it's gonna have a weird fucking filter on it. It's gonna
Somebody made a YouTube short and like, when you're watching A24, this is what you're actually watching. And I was like,
all right, let's watch. I'm gonna put on the trailer for Backrooms because like the game, and everything that kind of spawned from it is just literally like wandering a hall and weird creepy shit happens. But like, that's not a movie. All right, I'm gonna watch this trailer. We're gonna watch this trailer.
Put the trailer up.
I found something in the store.
Okay. What did you find?
The place. I found a place.
زمین کے رہنے Hello? Anyone there?
And it's the Apple TV font.
There you go.
Look, I know how this sounds, but you gotta understand, it's massive in there.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Okay, I'm gonna come back here with proof.
All right, you feel me?
Yeah.
Follow my lead.
The old VHS.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I've been there every night since I found the place, and I still barely scratched the surface. All right, just take it slow.
Pull me up!
What do you see?
All these rooms. This place built them. It's like a maze. It just goes on and on. Sometimes I'm scared I'll get lost.
Clark, can you hear me?
I don't understand. What is this?
It's beautiful. Am I right?
Hello?
Oh, they had the guy in the corner peeing.
Sitting in the cuck chair.
It's a reference to the end of Blair Witch Project. It literally, the ending of Blair Witch Project is they go down the stairs. There's a dude with his back to the camera.
Yeah, he's jerking off.
Like looking at a corner, and then the movie just ends.
Yeah. Which at the time was everybody stood up and started clapping in their chairs. Like, cinema.
That yeah, okay.
Thoughts?
I don't know what I get. I guess I'll see it. It's okay. Atomic Monster, so it's James Wan's company, so like it can't be terrible.
It was either that. If it wasn't gonna be them, it was gonna be what's the other one? Blumhouse.
Blumhouse or something. Well, doesn't fucking Atomic Monster like they merge with Blumhouse?
I don't know. Do they? Tell me. It wouldn't surprise me because Blumhouse has some like ridiculous mandate about putting out something like every year. I know they lost a lot of money with Megan too because that movie was absolutely atrocious.
I know. Ooh. It was founded on my birthday.
Oh.
Atomic Monster was founded on October 21st, 2014 by James Wan.
James
Wan. Oh, yeah. It merged with Blumhouse Productions in 2022.
Okay. That's a lot of better.
And then, that's really cool. They, holy crap. On June 4th, 2025, I didn't know this, but this is a cool fact. Mm. Blumhouse was in talks to acquire Twisted Picture Steak and Saw franchise with Lionsgate still involved. The acquisition was finalized, and now James Wan has regained control of Saw.
That's cool. It's a cool thought.
That is a really cool thought. I wish that my college movie was Saw.
I mean, like, Saw is so...
How did he do that? The original Saw is ridiculous.
It was just so ridiculous. It was a movie ahead of its time, but now it's become we're 10 movies in.
Yeah, at least.
And
yeah.
Two prequels.
And then that weird Chris Rock spinoff.
Yeah, that was a prequel.
Oh, it was a prequel. Okay, cool.
And then there was one after that. I think.
Damn.
Yeah. There's a lot. That technically, I think it's a universe.
That's insane.
I think it's a universe. Because there was like, there's like pre-Jigsaw, post-Jigsaw, and like Jigsaw's dad. So it's like a whole thing. It was like when they were trying to, it was like when, I remember when they were trying to create the whole Monsters universe, that kind of thing.
Oh, but yeah.
Speaking of monsters, have you seen The Burrows? Because you know who, Bill Pullman's in this whole thing. It's like an 8-episode, it's like seniors versus spooky creatures. Let's watch the trailer.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
this is a riff track, so
At this point, yeah. All right,
here we go. ADD takes us where we need to be.
I mean, listen, that's what these riff episodes are. Let's take a look.
Welcome to the Burrows, where you'll have the time of your life.
Hippie.
Oh, shit. I love that
thing. Why is everyone so old?
Because, honey, this is a special town just for grown-ups.
Mr. Cooper, you'll find the Burrows is not a last chapter. It's a new beginning.
Wait! Mr. Cooper!
The Burrows is a good place. We take care of each other like a family.
Attaboy, Sam.
Who are these people?
This is just like the Villages.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Everybody's trying to figure out what to do with the time you got left. Look at what skylights
begun. I want to fill it with nothing but cocktails and chaos.
Since I moved to the Burrows, I started to see things.
Run for the shadows in these golden years.
Impossible things. I know how it sounds.
Like you've lost your mind.
That's what I'm afraid of.
It's here.
What's it doing?
It's looking at us. Oh my God.
There are wonders in the Burrows. Tucked away, hidden, buried.
Anyone who knows the truth is in danger.
We got two choices. We can give up. We can go all the way.
Is it aliens?
Is it Stranger Things?
Yes.
It's the real monster.
That's what I thought once. But the truth is, people come here to live.
I promise. You'll have the time of your life.
How old is that pepper spray, Judy?
It's expired 2002. Shit.
So it's a Netflix movie or series?
Series.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Could be good. Could also just like rapidly fall off. I don't know.
It looks intriguing. I mean, it's got a hook, that's for sure.
It's got an interesting hook.
I'll give it a shot. I mean, like I said, there's not enough horror right now. I don't know. Like, is Hokum supposed to be good? Have you heard anything good about this?
I've not heard anything about Hokum. Not even marketing. Hokum, you bringing it up is like the second time I've heard today other than seeing what it says. And it says it's like, what is folk horror?
It's also like, it's Adam Scott, who I really like. So let's, yeah, all right, one more trailer before, you know.
This is like Lee Conan's The Mummy too. Look.
What's up?
There's like it's like this Lee Conan's The Mummy that's coming out this year.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is, but like, I don't even know the cast. These are all nobodies.
I don't think there's anybody in that cast for The Mummy. It's a weird mummy take where it's like a girl's possessed by a mummy. Like she's like a little girl who was locked in a mummy's tomb or something, in a mummy's like sarcophagus, and then became weird.
Okay.
It looks weird. I don't know.
Jason Blum.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I'll wait till streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a streamer. All right, let's look at Hokum though. This one's intrigued me. I know very little about this movie, but it came out this week. It has Adam Scott, and people are talking about it. I don't know if it's good or bad. Let's say, you know, do we have a IMDb? We're sitting 87% critic on Rotten Tomatoes, 83% popcorn. So that's really good. All right, let's take a look.
Thank you.
First time in Ireland.
My folks
came here for their honeymoon. Always wanted to come back.
Why didn't they?
I don't know if you've noticed, but there are some oddballs walking around this place.
There are worse things than strangers out there, Yank.
One of the members of staff is missing.
What about the honeymoon suite?
It's always locked.
I've got a weird feeling.
Oh, it's these guys.
Yeah.
Something feels off.
So like very like Baba Yaga-ish.
Yeah, it's also like I love Adam Scott, but that looks painfully generic. Like you could just like it's every horror movie.
I got the same vibe of that trailer as I did for that. Remember that movie Room 1426 or something like that?
Oh, 1408. Yeah.
1408. With, same vibe. Same energy.
Yep. Yeah, that movie was surprisingly good, though, if I remember correctly.
It was good, but it wasn't like, oh.
No. It was again, you know? It was generic and forgettable, but it wasn't, like, bad.
Right. I don't think it was, like, anything to write home about.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, what else is out? That and The Devil Wears Prada 2, which is also another horror movie.
Another banger.
Sheep Detectives, though. That looks good.
Sheep Detectives. It's a movie nobody thinks about, but it's a sleeper.
I'm all in on this. I have to go. I'm going to find a way to see Sheep Detectives.
I hope so.
But before we get to that, I want to touch one more time on the Star Wars Grogu, and because we kind of like moved on pretty quickly after the
WrestleMania
stuff.
There's a bit to that jump started my thought process on that, and that's just because of the way Disney is banking more on like name recognition than it actually being like a potentially good
story. And that's kind of concerning to me.
By the way, that's not my thought process. Somebody else said that. Somebody smarter than me said that.
Interesting. I haven't seen the movie, but I've started hearing negative things about it, and it's not even out yet.
Right.
And maybe that's just like internet, like high, you know, bullshit and like, you know, views or whatever.
I don't think so. I don't, it seems that they've really gone to full swing trying to make this like a thing.
But
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Everyone involved in this project is capable of good things.
Absolutely.
Right, it's you're talking about one of the biggest actors of the last few years, who is genuinely talented. You know, we can talk about Fantastic Four, negatively or positively, but it wasn't like he did an incredible job. And created by Filoni and Jon Favreau, who are two people that have done their best in the last few years to claw back Star Wars from like to recreate what it used to be and what it's capable of being, and I support that. And especially now that we have my favorite villain as supposedly part of this with Grand Admiral Thrawn, I want to be excited. I just like, so what happened? Because this is the same dudes who did, you know, like Clone Wars, which is incredible. Maul was really good. Like, so what happened here? Is there something we don't know? Is like, what do you think is going on in the background?
You know, from what I gather, and let me just pull up what I was looking at originally.
No, please, yeah, please do.
Is that there was a more of an issue around? There's just so much marketing going into this versus they're actually them talking about a story.
Yeah,
that there's plenty of people who are just concerned that that's like not actually going to be, you know, good. Let me see here.
But like the top three build on this movie, just so you know.
And I'm sorry, I actually don't know much about the Mandalorian, so maybe you can touch on like what the Mandalorian story has been so far.
Well,
Do you know what the movie's about?
I don't know what the movie's about. I mean, the Mandalorian series has kind of gone all over the place. But the general story is he's a bounty hunter, right? He's one of the, you know, Mandalorians who believes in the who lived on the moon in the old days. You know, part of the ones who are like fanatical and, you know, can't take off their helmet and craziness. But, you know, the ones who follow the true ways of Mandalore, supposedly. And then he meets, you know, a member of Yoda's species, a baby, and they kind of become friends. And that's, you know, there was a lot of up and downs with that. And there's a lot of like stuff in between. But that's kind of the general plot, them going on adventures through the galaxy. And the first season's great. So I don't see why it couldn't be good.
Sure. I mean,
and look, like the top three build people on when I just Googled the movie are Pedro Pascal, Jeremy Allen White, and Sigourney Weaver. I like all three of them. Yeah, he's playing the Hutt, one of the Road of the Hutt.
Gotcha.
So like there's definitely potential. So, and Jon Favreau's directing.
Sure. I'll read some of the YouTube comments because I think there's some that have some good points here.
Okay, lay it on me.
So one guy said, "Grogu's a product. He's not a character. If he was a character, he would have evolved beyond being the child by now."
Fair.
One person with them, my gripe was that the Mandalorian was a great concept that could have explored the galaxy without having to drag in a bunch of cameos and characters that don't need to be there. With Grogu being a Jedi Force user who's now established as being a main character, the show is now forced to fit the major canon and not be able to separate its own story. I think the show had just focused on the bounty hunter trekking across the galaxy going on different adventures. Maybe there wouldn't be so many criticisms of the show not focusing enough on Din and setting up shows for other characters like Boba Fett and Ahsoka.
You make a great... Actually, that's a really good point. I think that the show got... I think what the show wanted to do originally, and this is a really, really interesting thing, is it wanted to do its own thing, right? It kind of removed itself from Star Wars by like not having Jedi, not having, you know... I mean, mentions of, obviously, things, but really being a grounded Western, right? Like guy rolls into town as a bounty hunter, does his thing and leaves, and then kind of moves on to the next thing. Like classic, you know, 50s and 60s or 60s and 70s cartoons or, you know, Western shows. But I, you know, with this, I think they stumbled onto something very successful because it was so different, because it was so removed from Star Wars canon that it got popular. And so it became canon. It became a bigger part of Star Wars, and that carries with it a fuck ton of baggage.
It does.
I don't even mind Grogu being cute because Yoda's species has always been freaking tiny.
I know.
That's very fair.
I think also to a wider point, I remember the show saying that there's it becomes much more intriguing when there's a bigger struggle going on.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, and maybe that sense isn't there with this. So I'm,
you know,
not even like mad about it. I'm just like, I see your point.
I know. I kind of am going that way. Like the problem is I'm going to go see it.
Maybe I have to. I'm saying you can't not enjoy it.
Yeah. No. And I'm going to see it. I'm going to see what happens. I'm not. I've said it before, and I'll say again, I love Star Wars. It's one of my favorite worlds. It's one of my favorite, like, I grew up with it. I know way too much about it to give up on it. There are so many good parts of Star Wars that I absolutely love and cherish that I can't even imagine life without it. But I haven't been, you know, like, it's been harder and harder to defend, you know, in the recent years. And I'm really hoping, you know, I just wish we get that magic back, you know, that feeling I had when I watched those original movies. And I'm going to go see it. I'm going to love Star Wars. I'm going to keep being in the universe, but through its ups and downs, and I hope we get an up soon. That's all I guess. I guess I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just become so much product commoditized that I'm like, you know what I mean? It just feels like it's just, hey, here's thing, enjoy thing. Now move on to the next thing. And enjoy. Yeah.
Well, enjoy that's kind product. Of how like, right. It's the TikTok generation.
Yeah.
Like, I remember reading reviews of, let's put this in perspective, Super Mario Brothers movie, the original, wasn't the best movie.
No.
By far. But you know what? It did make me feel like Mario. Like, it kind of felt like it fit, you know? It wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
It was for kids. It was absolutely geared that way, but it was fun. From what I've heard, and I have not seen the new one, it was cash grab. Like, it was the ultimate cash grab. From what I've said, the editing and the thing literally said, and I quote, felt like someone strung a bunch of TikToks together.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that's what that's what people think, or like, you know, what movies are now. It's like, consume this, now move on to the next. Okay, consume this, now go on to the next thing. Like, that's the world we live in, because that's what, like, TikTok has trained people to like.
Yeah. It's a competition for attention.
Wait, okay, yeah, you bring up a good point. So, I've never seen Moana.
Mm-hmm. And the second movie is just one stupid character making a stupid joke after another, and it really doesn't feel very connected. It's like they try to wind it in with, oh, she's gonna become this sort of spiritual thing, but then it really just doesn't feel connected. Like, silly characters come in for no purpose other than to be silly. They do one silly thing to prepare for the quest. They start on the quest. They have a really stupid song. They do the next thing in the quest. They do another stupid song, and it just felt like complete divergence from the first one. It just felt like complete cheapness.
And let's say this, like, don't ever cheapen kids' movies. Some children's movies are fucking incredible. Like, old Disney movies back in the, like, they were great. Like, they, you know, it's, you can do a movie that's for kids that is actually good. And we've been proven that over the years of, like, of cinema, not only with like, you know, animated films from Disney, but, like, shows and, like, movie, like, there are things, doesn't, just because it's for kids doesn't mean it doesn't have to be good or it can't be good.
A quirky, like, that kind of, like, Gen Z driving character isn't, like, sort of, even, like, high school drama type thing. This person is this is their whole personality. And that's, like, this person, his whole personality is that he's obsessed with Maui. This person's whole personality is that she wants to make weapons, make boats, or
Yeah, it's, you know, and I think... We've talked about this before, and I don't know if I've talked about it with you, Steve, and this is the last point I'll make. I'm sorry. I don't want to keep you forever. This is no more apparent in The Simpsons, because Simpsons is a show that spanned generations of writers, and that blows, that's incredible. It blows my mind. But you can see how, like, characters, like, let's go back to, like, the original few seasons of The Simpsons. You have Homer, who is, like, a depth, like, he has depth. He wants to be a good father. He wants to do these things. He tries his best. Like, there's real moments of emotion coming from him, and there's moments of him being dumb, obviously, but there's also moments of him like being a good dad, or, you know, like being an alcoholic or something, like some weird shit, like that, you know, like actual family dynamics. And if you look at the show today, his complete character is dough, I need a donut. Like, they've taken one aspect, and I think that's what like modern writing has become. It's like, take one thing about the character, and that's his whole thing. They don't have depth anymore. They're just literally like caricatures, or like, you know, like a cardboard cutout of what they used to be. But that's my opinion.
No, I'm right there with you. It makes, totally makes sense.
Yeah, go ahead.
More used to relative symptoms. I was so shocked. And I went, and there was this moment at the end of one episode where I said, I love you. And that doesn't make a sassy joke after.
No, yeah, it's a.
Always just like, I hate
you. Yeah. They don't have like range, or they're not real people anymore, right? They do one thing, and it's crazy to me. All right, I was talking for a lot of that, Steve. I'm so sorry. You have any other points you want to make?
No, I think we covered everything for that. It's perfect.
All right then. Well, any other topics you want to cover?
No, that was the majority of everything. That covers the gauntlet, TV shows to movies.
Well, I was going to be happy with like 25, 30 minutes, and we got to 46. So I'm going to take that. Thank you so much for this, Steve. This was great. You know, it's ease our way back into it, because we've been off for a couple weeks, but we will be back next week with hopefully more TV show reviews, whatever we decide to do. But Steve, it has been an awesome conversation, and I guess we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
We'll talk soon. All right, let's cut the credit.